yesterday, Air Commodore Webb, and I visited Hamilton. We met with people and various stakeholders in the city, including iwi, the mayor, the DHB, police, NZDF personnel and hotel staff, as well as clinical staff at the facilities. We visited one of the hotels that has currently stood up and a future hotel that will come online soon. And we're also looking at other centres where we may have to stand up facilities. We're investigating the feasibility of Queenstown and Dunedin as other centres where returnees can safely stay in managed isolation as they join us in our coveted position during this global pandemic. And it is our intention to visit these centres next week. In terms of the regular information updates that we've been talking about, you'll have the data sheets that will be available every day on the Unite Against COVID website. This shows you the number of people in managed isolation and quarantine at what, and what centres in New Zealand they're in. It also has the projected flows of incoming returnees and outflows from the facilities. You will also see that we are detailing how the actual returnee levels match up with our projections. And there's also the testing data from the Ministry of Health there as well. There's a lot of interest in the hotels that are being used in the areas where we have managed isolation. And we're working to get that information regularly posted on the Unite Against COVID website as soon. Next week, we plan to prioritise the reinstatement of compassionate exemptions and the work that is required to do that. We know that this is a matter of enormous concern for those people who are seeking these exemptions. It is also of public concern and it is our absolute priority to ensure that these can safely go ahead. In terms of other work, we've been working with ESR and the Ministry of Health to have a fast lane prioritisation at the labs for the samples that are sent from the hotels, particularly those day 12 samples, so we can ensure they're back and the results are back for day 14 released. By next week, we're also aiming to have the appropriate testing equipment installed at Auckland's Jet Park Hotel to monitor wastewater samples from COVID as a further layer of monitoring at the facility. And this is a method that has been developed by ESR as part of the Government Science COVID Innovation Fund. And I will now ask Air Commodore Webb to give you an update on the operational matters.
Thank you, Minister. As of today, we have seen 24,710 New Zealanders return home and go through managed isolation and quarantine since the 26th of March. There are currently 5,305 people in managed isolation and quarantine. Our current capacity is 6,058, and this gives us an excess capacity of 753. Over the next 7 days, the projected total net increase will be 1,176, with a projected total number of people of 6,481 and projected capacity of 6,774, and this will give us a projected net capacity of 293. We continue to work closely with Air New Zealand on managing arrival flows and how the private sector could help with booking systems. We now have a total of 24 managed isolation and quarantine facilities in four different regions. Over the next week, we are planning to increase this to 27 over these regions. As the Minister has indicated, we are doing a feasibility study into facilities in Queenstown and Dunedin. We've had 815 day 3 and day 12 tests completed yesterday, and this is slightly over the planned required number of 785. Resourcing also continues to increase. As of today, we have 288 New Zealand Defence Force personnel across 24 facilities, and they're providing 24/7 coverage across shift rotations. The total number involved across the Defence Force system is 338, and this includes people supporting, planning, and assuring at the national level. There are also more government staff across the end-to-end system. All parts of government are supporting this critical mission, just as we did during alert levels 3 and 4. A senior officials meeting will take place this afternoon to discuss the resourcing requirements further as part of this all-of-government response. And just one incident I'll let you know about. This morning, Around 9:35 a.m, a fire alarm went off at our Auckland quarantine facility. Those inside the building were safely evacuated as per fire evacuation processes, including the requirement to maintain the necessary physical distancing. Returnees were evacuated to the designated assembly point under the guidance of the on-site coordinator, and this took about 15 minutes for them to get back to their rooms. Turns out the fire was a false alarm, activated during a deep steam cleaning process. And once it was determined to be safe, as I say, returnees were taken back to their rooms. Minister.
Thank you. We're happy to take any questions.
On compassionate consideration, on compassionate leave, sorry, are you thinking about any changes there? For example, when we previously had it, people had to stay in isolation for 7 days, but that was kind of before that day three testing. Are you looking at any changes around that?
So the short answer is we've been reviewing all of the procedures that are in place. There's an Air Commodore Webb, I'm sure, will add to this, but we see there's three components to it. There's the health advice in terms of how long someone needs to be there and the requirement to have the returned negative test. But there's also issues around how it is that we transport someone to where they need to be. And how it is that we ensure compliance when we get there. But, Air Commodore Webb, if you'd like to add to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how much detail you want to go into, but we are reviewing all of those processes because exemptions exist across a range of aspects, and perhaps the two that you might be pointing to would be medical and compassionate exemptions. Either way, the key aspect is it's a fully integrated approach between the health experts on the site and also the all of government support teams. So we certainly receive their feedback and their advice and then factor that into the necessary decision making.
Should they still be able to, after the, for whatever reason, the granted leave, go into self-isolation, or will they need to return to a managed isolation facility?
That's the work that we'll be prioritising next week in terms of any final decisions around that. But I think it's probably fair to say that when you are dealing with exceptions, they are just that. They are exceptional circumstances, and that we'll have to plan for a range of scenarios. But we'll have more to say next week.
If you're considering this next week, or if this will happen next week, and do you have applications already waiting to be considered?
It is our prioritised piece of work for next week. It is our intention to get through it next week, but our number one consideration is that we get it right, but it certainly will be our top priority in terms of work next week of finalising all the component pieces that need to be in place.
And do you have applications?
Okay, that's Megan Woods, who's the Minister in charge of quarantine and managed isolation. And we also heard from Darren Digby-Webb, Air Commodore Darren Digby-Webb there, with a bit of an update. It sounds like that'll be a weekly update from them. Amazing to think there are 5,305 New Zealanders currently in those managed isolation facilities. 24 different facilities over 4 regions, and sounds like that is only going to expand. They're doing a feasibility study to add them to Queenstown and Dunedin, add facilities to Queenstown and Dunedin, looking to get up to 27.